I don't know, Gee. I reckon he thought I was after them kids, you know, that they'd blown there with him, and he didn't want to see me in a funeral with them. Old chop sucker, he sure got me, but from then on, I know he's old Ranger. His old name.
Yeah.
Oh, Kurt August. He used to be good dogs. I don't imagine a person could find a genuine cur dog in the country anywhere that mixed up so.
Yeah.
Daddy used to have two hog dogs. He had a bunch of hogs back in the woods, and one was a good fine dog and the other would hunt, but he was a drive dog. And you go to find a bunch of hogs, he wanted to drive them in, maybe kill one or two or three of them if they're fat, you know, in the time of year, or drive them up and mark some pigs. And one dog, he'd play along in this, in the lead, you know, barking at them, backing up. This other dog, he would be behind. One start to leave the bunch, boy, he'd get him. He had to come back to that bunch. And Pop had a pasture back east of the house, and the gate on the back side, and he'd drive them hogs up through the pasture. All over was a lane between him and the other fella up there, but had to drive the hogs way up around, and we got him in that gate, as they did. I wasn't with them, Pop and my two brothers, and got him up close to the house there, and there's a big beech tree that they'd sold down. It was started to die, and they afraid he might blow across the barn. Anyhow, they just cut it down there, and the limbs still on it, and got them hogs up there, and they got back in between great big old log and limbs sprouted out from it. And there, and Papa, he went in with a stick kind of punching them out. Well, Dick just made a run at him, and he stepped backward and hit one of those limbs, and down he went. And if it hadn't been for that drive dog, that hog would have got him. It made a run at him, and that dog run in and grabbed him and whirled it around and gave Pop a chance to get up and get out of the way.
Yeah. Good grief.
Yeah.
They're good dogs, huh?
Yeah, it was. And Nola Peddler, I know you don't ever remember. They go to toting packs around on the back over the country, you know, selling their ware, what have you.
What's a Dago?
Well, it's a high tatty or a sear and something like that.
Nothing.
And
they used to do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. I don't see how in the world it does. Well, usually wherever they're at, when they don't like people in charge of nothing, since they're not lodging, if they had one, they'd went in the home.
Yeah.
Walking and houses, got it up pretty good. But them old dogs is old Nig and Major. Old Nig, he was a drive dog, and he sat around on the porch, you know, and make him get out, kick him anything, make him get out in the yard. If the other old dog was around, he'd jump on him. And this peddler, he's a come there, it's pretty calm and warm, and he set his pack on the end of the porch there, and we're talking, and one of my brothers over there.